From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Iran questions legitimacy of new sanctions. Iran's foreign ministry called new U.S. sanctions targeting the country's ballistic missile program illegitimate. President Obama said Sunday that his administration will vigorously enforce those sanctions after enacting new measures against five Iranian nationals and a network of companies with links to the banned missile activity. The announcement came a day after the U.S. agreed to lift sanctions related to Iran's nuclear program under an international deal reached in July and after hours of confirmation that several Americans held captive in Iran had been released. Portland State University scholar Peter Bechtold tells VOA the Iran deal is a good one and it comes with a domestic component.
In this case, both in Iran and in the United States, there are hardliners in Iran, there's a moderate president, and the supreme guide, Grand Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, has to balance the two. Similar to the United States, as we all know, we have an administration that at the top very much believes in diplomacy rather than brute force in dealing with Iran and some other countries. And we have an opposition, especially among people running for the White House later this year, who seem to be much more hawkish.
Middle East scholar Peter Bechtold. Taliban insurgents in Pakistan have claimed responsibility for a roadside bomb attack that killed at least five paramilitary soldiers and wounded several others. Police say Monday's bombing occurred on the outskirts of Quetta in the capital of the volatile Baluchistan province. The White House issued a sharply worded statement Sunday saying it condemns in the strongest terms attacks in the capital of Burkina Faso that killed at least 29 people and wounded scores more overnight on Friday. This is VOA News. South Africa is quickly running out of maize as the El Nino drought deepens. Like many other countries in southern Africa, South Africa is experiencing its worst drought in decades. Tuso Kumalo reports for VOA from Johannesburg.
A devastating drought caused by adverse effects of El Nino has left South Africa exposed to a serious food security threat. The country's water reservoirs are running low and it is left with a four-month stock of its staple food, maize. South Africa's Minister of Agriculture, Forestry and Fisheries, Senzene Zokwana, says the situation is critical and requires urgent importation of maize.
By the end of May, we may be short of white and yellow maize. We'll have to make sure, therefore, that by that time we have enough maize in stock.
Experts warn that over $1 billion will be required to avert catastrophic hunger for both humans and animals. Tuso Kumalo for VOA News, Johannesburg.
The World Food Programme said Monday that an estimated 14 million people are facing hunger in southern Africa. The United States and Iraq are working to find several missing Americans who were reportedly kidnapped in Baghdad. While helping in the battle against Islamic State, dozens of foreigners have been kidnapped in Iraq over the last few months by terrorists and militias. Freelance Yemeni journalist Al-Migdad Mojali was killed Sunday in an air raid by the Saudi-led coalition on rebel-held Sana'a while on assignment for Voice of America. VOA has expressed its deepest condolences to his family. Meantime, Reporters Without Borders says at least five journalists were killed in Yemen last year. Taiwan's voters have elected Tsai Ing-wen as their first female president, delivering a crushing defeat to the Nationalist Party. Tsai's independence-leading Democratic Progressive Party also won a majority in the legislature. Monash University Asia scholar Bruce Jacobs on the election results.
Well, it's certainly a landslide victory. There's no question. There was... It was a great rejection of the government, which had been in power since 2008, and this started during the elections of 2014, the local elections, but it really was a huge landslide victory for the opposition Democratic Progressive Party.
Shortly after results of the election were announced, China's Taiwan Affairs Office said it would continue to oppose any Taiwan independence activities. Americans across the country are pausing today to observe the federal holiday, marking the birthday of slain civil rights leader Martin Luther King Jr. He received the Nobel Peace Prize in 1964, the same year a landmark civil rights bill was signed by President Lyndon Johnson. Dr. King was assassinated on April 4th, 1968. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.